The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
We're meeting with bipartisan members of Congress tomorrow. We expect that to be a topic of discussion. He knows that everybody doesn't necessarily agree. We're not going to get into the details on the specifics of what we will propose, but we expect that to be part of the conversation tomorrow.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders today at her daily press briefing talking about the president, who is having meetings once again tomorrow discussing how to keep your child safe at school. A new UN report says North Korea shipped 50 tons of supplies to Syria for use in building what is suspected to be an industrial-scale chemical weapons factory. That's according to multiple intelligence sources. Former Ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton also has one question.
So if North Korea is in fact supplying Syria with this, you have to ask, who's helping them? Is it Russia? Which is certainly possible.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
The president's done a deal with Boeing for two new Air Force Ones. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A White House spokesman saying President Trump directly reached an informal deal with the airplane maker Boeing on a $3.9 billion fixed-price contract for two new planes. The spokesman says the president's negotiations will end up saving taxpayers about $1.4 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Just 1 year into his presidency, President Donald Trump announced today that he is running for re-election in 2020. The bold move comes 980 days before Election Day, a historical record. Worth noting that President Obama announced 582 days out. And finally, the Golden State Warriors make their once-a-year journey to Washington, D.C. to play against the Washington Wizards. Now, they will not be heading to the White House because, as you recall, President Donald Trump rescinded their invitation. This is USA Radio News.
If you are sick and tired of seeing NFL players disrespecting the flag by kneeling during our sacred national anthem, then you need to show your American pride and appreciation for the Stars and Stripes. Let everyone know that you understand and appreciate what the flag and anthem represent to our country. You can do this by wearing a Stand for the Flag and Kneel for the Cross t-shirt from Patriot Depot. Go to patriotdepot.com/standandkneel to get yours today. Don't forget to use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
Yesterday, President Donald Trump met with 40 governors from all across the United States, one of them being the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. Governor Abbott joined Fox News to talk about how Texans handle things, but why things might not always work in Texas that work in other parts of the country.
It's important to understand that not one size fits all when it comes to the approach to address this issue. Mm-hmm. Texas is maybe different than Washington State, and even parts of Texas are different than other parts of Texas. But in Texas, we do have a robust program of allowing, but not requiring, teachers to be authorized to carry guns in schools. But it's not just teachers. It could be coaches or administrators or others. It's called our school marshal program, where people, personnel who work in schools will be authorized to carry. Sometimes it'll be notified in front of a school when a school puts up a billboard saying that teachers are armed, don't harm any kid on this campus.
Right.
Other times it's more concealed.
Governor
Abbott also talked about how the teachers in Texas carry guns.
They keep them locked up. They do not like openly carry or concealed carry. But under the Marshall program. But we want to make sure that our teachers have access to the tools to be able to respond. As one administrator put it, these teachers care so much about their students.
For all of these stories and more, please remember, check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hey, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters and 55 Plus Combined. I've got a very interesting subject matter today. I have sitting with me Bill Herndon from RVCC's Small Business Development
Center.
I knew it was a C, and I knew it wasn't corporation. So say hello, Bill.
Well, Joe, thanks for inviting me.
Great, great, great. We're going to go to the weather, a few commercials, and we'll be right back.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
So once again, this is Joe Peters with the weather forecast. I knew it was going to be nice today, but I lost sight that my telephone had Florida, which is where my winter spot, vacationing spot is on my phone. And I looked, I said, oh, it's 53 degrees. I don't need an overcoat. I went out and almost froze to death. Thank God the car was running with a remote starter, and I was able to hop in. But right now it's 57 degrees. It's going to get down to 31 tonight, which is, it was 28 when I went out this morning. Tomorrow, no rain today or tomorrow. Tomorrow's 57, 39 overnight. Friday, or Thursday, is the first of the month, 55. We're going to have some rain all day, it looks like, and 40 overnight, 41 into Friday, and getting down to the 30s. We're going to have the end of maybe a touch of snow on Friday and back to 47 and nice on Saturday, 48 on Sunday. So, you know what? I think summer's over. Enough summer. Winter's over. We're due. I think we had a mild winter, other than it was cold. Weather-wise, it wasn't all that bad. And if all this rain was snow, it would have been hell. So let's count our lucky stars. We're going to go to a few commercials and be back in a few with Bill.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Hey, this is Joe Peters back with Bill Herndon. Say hello, Bill.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, we're picking you up loud and clear. So what I'd like to do for the listeners, and I do two formats, but they're not rigid. One's real estate, and it's really not enough to talk about real estate every week of the month. So the other one I do are 55-plus. I like to say 10 years ago I couldn't spell senior. Now I are one. You know, it's like, so I'm trying to bring subject matter that can be of help to seniors, and I think your small business development center fits there.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of our seniors are very early seniors and probably prematurely out of work. They didn't intend to quit this quick. Things folded up from under them and are looking for things to do. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of people with a lot of equity in their house could possibly start a small business, and that's where your facility comes in.
Absolutely. We do get a number of clients throughout the year that fit that bill.
Okay.
They come to us with their ideas, and the first question is what do I do? And so we just bring them through the series of steps that they need to take for them to launch a business, something they wanted to do their entire lives. But now, because of what you described, they might be in the position that it's time to start their own business.
Well, let's take two steps first, and we'll come right back to where we're at.
Okay.
First of all, your background. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school? And how did you get to the position you're
in? That is such an interesting question, because I've been all over the place.
Okay.
I was really raised in New Jersey. I was born in Syracuse, but raised in New Jersey.
Wow.
I went to high school at St. Pius X in Piscataway.
Okay.
From there, I did go to Somerset County College to earn a AAS in business administration, and then
right.
I went up to Ramapo College and got a business degree. So when I graduated from Ramapo College in 81, at that time, if you can recall, that there was a problem with silver. The Hunt brothers wanted to corner the market,
right.
And all of a sudden, all the borrowing money was very, very tight, and so what happened, what impacted was the job market. There wasn't much to the job market, so I went back to Somerset County College, which is now, of course, Raritan Valley, and I used the job board at that time to find a job, and I was very fortunate. I landed a job with General Motors.
Wow.
So it was located in Somerset, New Jersey. I was part of the General Motors Protection Plan.
Okay.
So I was in their insurance division. So fast forward through almost 15 years of changes, I ultimately went to Detroit, Michigan, and worked in the GM building.
Huh.
So at that time, I was managing 65 people, and it was very, very challenging. And I said to myself, one day I can own my own business. If I can manage 65 people, five different operations, I can certainly do my own business. So what I did is I researched some of the promising or upcoming businesses of that time, and one of them was Heavenly Ham. So I bought a franchise in 1992. All right. So what we did is, of course, it was a lot of planning, and actually ultimately we opened the doors in 95.
Right.
You know, we secured the rights of the franchise and then opened our doors in Greenbrook.
Okay.
So I went from cars to ham.
Yep.
So after a couple of years of operating the business, we were approached by a venture capital team that wanted to put a series of Heavenly Hams throughout Somerset and Hunterdon counties.
Okay.
Well, we had exclusive rights to Somerset County. So what had happened is they approached us and made us an offer we couldn't refuse.
Right.
So we sold the rights and all our operations to the venture capital. And so here I am. I went from corporate to self-employment. I said, what else can I do in life? So I went to education.
Wow.
So I got a job at Raritan Valley Community College, actually in the finance office.
Right.
So I can say I've been in all three types of three business types, you know, corporate and self-employment and now education. So from there, I was in the finance office for a number of years, because truly when I was in General Motors, they brought me through the financial aspect of the business.
Okay.
So I was good with numbers. And so when I got the job with Raritan Valley, I was an accountant for, for about 3-4 years. And then from there, one day, I was actually a grant accountant, and the woman who had started the Small Business Development Center, the regional director at the time, heard that, you know, I owned my own business, so she snuck over and asked me if I'd be interested in this new department, the Small Business Development Center. So, I became the assistant director.
Okay.
And then 3 years later, she left, and then I became the operations director. And a couple of years after that, I became the regional director.
Wow.
So, as you can see, I went from cars to hams to education, and now I think I have one of the best jobs in the world.
So everybody knows what happened to General Motors. What happened to the ham business?
Well, the ham business, I tell you, I enjoyed it very much. It was very, very successful. The margins were great. But, you know, you're your own person.
Yep.
You're meeting all kinds of people. The holidays were pure chaos because everybody wanted hams. So it was something that I enjoyed. I can honestly say I was a younger man at that point in time, so I made it a lot easier because my first holiday season, I moved 8,000 pounds of ham 3 times.
Wow.
Because you had to load it off the truck because they wouldn't load it off for you, and then I had to put it in the freezers, had to bring it out, and we had to do our own glazing, and then we had to pick it up and put it in the freezer. So you moved 8,000 pounds three times.
So is Heavenly Ham still in operation?
Oh, it's still in franchise, absolutely.
Wow.
My operation, the venture capital group, had a model where they would run it for 7 years, and after 7 years they would sell it to somebody.
Right.
Well, they weren't able to sell it, but they ran it for 10 years, and after 10 years they just closed the operation up.
Okay.
Because no one was willing to buy it.
So the Small Business Development Center, I keep saying, want to say company, mm-hmm. Center, SBDC,
right.
Is within the confines of RVCC, but I see it says on the website we've moved to RVCC. Where were you originally?
Oh, we were originally at the Somerset County Votech Complex. We were in Building B. What happened is in 2010, Raritan Valley moved the non-credit operations to this building because it was vacant, and we were going to start the trades there. Raritan Valley got into cosmetology, HVAC, automotive, and now we're into advanced manufacturing, and we just keep building.
Wow! So this, most people don't even understand. We are the only county one of two counties in all 21 that don't have our own community college. We have a joint community college with Somerset County.
Yes.
And we support about 26% of it and Somerset the rest.
That is correct.
You're literally on their campus. Are you literally part of their college or are you a tenant there?
No, we are part of the college.
Okay.
We've always been part of the college. What happened after we moved in 2010, several years later, the college got a special grant to build a workforce building. That's
seeing.
The initiative now. So I'm actually in the work. I'm part of the Workforce Training Center.
Okay.
The SBDC resides within that division. And, you know, we just moved into a brand new, gorgeous building. It is it was well thought of, well planned out. The trades the presentation that we're given to the trades are no longer institutional looking. Now we have a true working automotive area. We have a salon for cosmetology and aesthetics. We
Wow.
have an advanced manufacturing room that has many, many different types of machinery that is, you know, practical out in the real world that these
okay.
students are trained to use, and they, you know, they're just being gobbled up by.
And that's all under SBD.
Well, it's under the Workforce Division.
Division.
The SBDC is just a component
of
the Workforce Division.
Because I remember them showing us the building when I was there 2 years ago. It wasn't quite open yet. As a matter of fact, an old customer of mine lives out in Union Township. What is his name? Brian. Real Irish last name showed us around. I hadn't
right.
seen him since then.
Not Brian O'Rourke.
Yes, Brian.
Brian O'Rourke. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's the executive director of the
facilities
and grounds.
Right.
Yes, he did a wonderful job. He really did a wonderful job getting that building together. We moved in last April.
Okay.
So we're almost a year now.
And do you have open houses where people could come and see what's going on?
Absolutely. There's open houses. If you go to the Raritan Valley website, you just put in Workforce Training Center.
Okay.
And they'll pull up a lot of information
well, great.
In regards to that.
So I would think some of our listeners sitting out there saying, I'm in my late 50s, early 60s, mid 60s. I'm already in my 70s. And I'm still working or I could still be working if I could find something to do. And the economy took a left turn on me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I have equity in the house. Maybe I have some savings. I'd like to start a small business. It sounds like your facility is exactly what they need as a first step.
Absolutely. Again, that story has been told many times over in our center. People come to us at different stages of life.
Right.
Asking, you know, I want to try it myself. I want to be my own person.
Right.
And so what they would do is they would contact us. And I just want to qualify everything. We are a grant-funded operation by the Small Business Administration, the SBA.
Okay.
So our services are delivered at no charge to our clients.
Wow.
So when they make an appointment to talk to an HR specialist or a business plan specialist or a marketing specialist or a lawyer or a CPA, it's free of charge to these individuals. We're here to make them successful.
Wow.
Because
the price is right.
It can be daunting trying. Yeah, the price is right. It can be really daunting starting a business because,
sure.
you know, you might be good at one thing, but you're not good at everything. And
right.
you need to be guided by
yep.
people who have been doing it. I'm a former business owner. I have 17 counselors on my staff, not full time. These are small business owners that give me time to share their knowledge with my clients. It's just a great situation to be in. You know, I have an HR specialist. I could pretend that I'm an HR specialist, but I have an HR specialist.
Right.
I have an insurance specialist. I have QuickBooks specialists. I have all these people that can share their knowledge with people in my territory. My territory, I'm one of 12 centers, and my territory is Somerset and Hunterdon County.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's funded then by the government's SBA, Small Business Administration.
Yeah.
Now, over the years, that's been the place where you go and get a small business loan if you need it.
Yes. But well, you don't go there. You go to a bank,
and
the SBA guarantees the loan.
Got
absolutely.
It. Okay, so it's like just like getting a GI loan. You're going to get through a bank, but it's going to be guaranteed.
Yes, exactly.
What then does the bank ask you to have as far as credentials? Do you need education in order to get money like that?
It's always a good thing. Absolutely. Yeah. Having a business plan is critical when you go for lending. So a good chunk of our clients, I would say probably two-thirds of our clients will come to us for business plan assistance, not necessarily for lending, but it could be for just I'm starting it up. I'm using the equity in my house, like you described earlier, to start my business.
Right.
Our job is really to make sense of everything. A lot of people don't know how to forecast. You know, they don't know their pro forma reports, you know, income statements, cash flow analysis. A lot of people aren't trained that way. And what we do is we train them to understand that because, as you know, owning a business is all about numbers.
And, you know, I don't mean to pick on a restaurant business, but it is so typical. You may be a really, really good cook, but not know the first thing about business. And that's why the high mortality rate in the restaurant business is there.
Right.
So this is an opportunity. So how much can a person get? Sounds like free is a great price. How much can they get for free?
Well, our rule of thumb is this, all right? They can come as long as they need to come to us. You know, if you're going to come just for an hour session, you're not going to learn anything.
Right.
We our strategy is to at least capture the person and commit them to 5 hours of counseling because we feel that's a lot of counseling and we do get a good return.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our goal is not to for the person to understand everything, and we don't want to hear them a year later that they're in distress because they didn't educate themselves. So that's our job.
So who teaches them? Who counsels them? They're certified individuals?
Well, they're not certified.
Okay.
They're educated.
Okay.
They have degrees. But most importantly, they are small business. They are entrepreneurs themselves.
All right.
Every counselor that I have has had a business or is in business, and they share their knowledge with us. They are vetted by me. In other words, I'm just not going to bring anybody off the streets. But they're vetted by me. They have to go through a series of questions so I know that the information that they're sharing with my clients is valid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want somebody who is not thinking in today's world. You know, I have to have someone who understands the pitfalls of certain things within today's world.
So what percentage of people starting a new business would you think comes through a facility like yours?
Well, I'll tell you, not enough. We counsel approximately 350 to 500 unique clients every year.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot,
yeah.
But it's not enough. We probably have, last count, we probably conduct almost 2,100 counseling sessions a year, and that is a lot. But I still would like to capture the people who are opening a business and you know, and really doesn't have the formal training. I feel it would be critical to get landlords to understand that because one of the problems with landlords, and you probably hear this every day, you got somebody who's going to start a business and a year from now they're in distress because they really didn't do their homework. They didn't have a business plan. So it's in the best interest of landlords to say, hey, listen, I know you might be able to sell widgets, but do you really understand the numbers and the aspects you know, all the aspects of owning a business. If you don't, go to the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley. We'll go over everything with them.
Wow.
We have a lot of interesting stories, just a lot of interesting stories.
Tell us one.
Well, I have a gentleman recently. He was our Success Award winner in 2017. Now, here's a guy who was a chef for 29 years and commuted into New York City.
Wow.
Well, one day he said, I've had enough of this.
Yep.
So he was home, and he wanted to have his driveway sealed, and he couldn't get anybody to come out and seal his driveway. So he says, well, maybe that's a good business for me to get in. So he found a partner, and then I'm saying, you know, he's going from being a chef to seal coating.
That's like...
So my client started the Great American Seal Coating Company.
Okay.
About 13 years ago, but he's had a relationship with us for 13 years.
Excuse me.
So when he reaches a certain plateau in his business, he'll come to us and he tries to figure things out. So we're pretty much a sounding board.
Yep.
So today he's a success. He does over $1 million in sales. He was smart enough to buy a franchise during the winter to retain his employees. And now we're working with him to franchise his business. And it's just, you know, that is such a great story. We, you know, I was
going to ask you about the franchise end of it. Do you, sure. You do work with people that are interested in franchises?
Oh, absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. I love people coming in and say, okay, I'm interested in a franchise. What do I do? So I can go over the good things and the bad things with them. And I just want them to understand what it's all about. And so, you know, again, it's not like I do hundreds a year, but there's probably a dozen or two people who are interested in purchasing a franchise that come to us and we walk them through the process.
It doesn't sound like he's the same person, but I'm in the Somerset Chamber, which is where I met you at one of the business partner meetings. Several times I've met you over there. But this fellow there has got a seal code business, and he realizes there's no business in the winter, so he does Christmas lights at winter.
That's my client.
Is that him? Okay.
Yes, Christmas decor. Yes, absolutely. He's a brilliant brilliant man. You know, and now we're working with an attorney to franchise the business. It's a great model.
Wow.
You know, he has his own unique formula that he actually bought. He figured if he invested his money into a new formula that's non-carcinogenic, he would do well because most of his business is, you know, preschools and all that stuff where you just can't have any of this stuff because the kids are playing on the ground. So he's done his homework, and that's what we want. We want our clients to do their homework.
What a great story, because I've gone through the Leadership Hunterdon program 2 years ago.
And I did too, yep.
Okay, so you've been through that. This year I'm going for the Leadership Somerset program.
Oh, congratulations.
Different program, but more people, but sort of the same thing, where they drop you through one day a month, different sectors of the government.
Mm-hmm.
And not the government, of the county, it was hospital and education, which is where I met some of the people you work with. And first thing, it was very eye-opening to me how much opportunity we have here in Hunterdon and in Somerset County. But the second thing, and it's the converse of the same thing, is it's also eye-opening to me how many restrictions we have here in Hunterdon and Somerset County.
Yes.
It almost seems like I've had the Suzanne Legay and one of the other councilmen at my former employer, I used to work with Weichert, and they came in and talked about, you get to the edge of Somerset, Hunterdon County, and it's like there's a sign up, closed for business. Mm. We're so restrictive because
very
we're 26 different municipalities.
Yes.
The county owns no land. It has no management over the 26, just leadership and some shared services.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough to get a business going.
It is. It is. Everybody wants to, you know, to build Hunterdon. It's just daunting. And you know, it's someday that's got to be figured out. Everybody kind of rolls their eyes and says it is what it is.
Right.
But at some point in time, if we're having, I don't want to say an exodus, but if we're not replenishing the population, then we'll have a problem. You know,
we're losing 1.5% a year.
Yes.
And it used to be that's normal. It's attrition. But it used to be more people came in and took their, okay, we're still losing 1.5% a year even after we backfill. So we're probably losing 2.5% and gaining 1% back.
Right.
Now, why is that? It's becoming more and less desirable to move to the country because of the commute. That's one thing. But the people I, as a realtor, onboard into Hunterdon County are typically between their first and second child and looking for quality of life. That's why I moved here. That's why other people moved here. It's probably why you moved here.
Yep.
Yet, they'd really like to stop around Bridgewater. They used to stop at Route 31 plus a mile. Now they stop at about 287 plus a mile. That's Bridgewater. There's nothing to buy out there. And everything that's there is very expensive, very dense, lot of issues. But it's a great place to live. So what I do with people is follow me. We'll go another 5 miles. We'll follow just what you're looking for. You're just going to commute 15 more minutes each way, which we always did anyway.
Right, right.
You guys just stopped it over the recession. But it if you just run the numbers, you can only spend 30% of your gross on everything that goes into a rental payment or a mortgage payment. So if you gross $50,000, that means for $50,000, you only have $1,250 that you can get a mortgage on. And that includes your taxes, your insurance, and homeowners. So you really can't find anything in Hunterdon County in that price point. And I go and I work with everybody in the county, and I find there's lots of problems. Okay, A, we have three things most counties don't have, and they're all infrastructure. We don't have transportation, we don't have sewers, and we don't have water. So it's really difficult to build a lot of things without those three things.
Absolutely.
So I say, well, why can't we do what we did back in It's a Wonderful Life and build entry-level housing like they did right after the First World War? It's a very complex answer, and it's all combined with the Council on Affordable Housing, which is COA, which is affordable housing, but meant to be as a government-run facility, not as free enterprise.
Right.
So one of the things we looked at in my Hunterdon, leadership Hunterdon, was how do we do entry-level housing in free market? And the answer was we couldn't come up with one.
No.
The land's too expensive because we haven't built anything new.
We've priced everybody out of the county.
The land's too expensive. It used to be $75, it's now $225 for a little half-acre, acre lot. And by the time you put a house on it, it's $600,000. Your taxes are going to be $10,000 or $12,000. You can't afford that.
Right, easily.
We had a little conversation in what I call the green room. We're not having the size of families we used to have. We're not making what we used to earn, and we're not looking for the lifestyle we used to have, where people wanted to be on 3 acres in a center hall colonial, 4 bedrooms, 3,600 square feet.
Right.
They now want to be in a high rise on the edge of town where they can get a cup of coffee and grab the bus.
Right.
Well, we don't have Starbucks and we don't have buses for the most part.
We don't have that type of infrastructure.
So to a good extent, people are stopping in Somerset County because they can find train stations to New York and they can find Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying Starbucks is the difference, but it's what they're looking for.
Yep.
Lifestyle has changed. As I said, think about the movie that I mentioned.
Animal House,
yes. Where the parade marched into the wall because they never made that last turn. It's just like we're building houses like we built 20 years ago, and people aren't buying them today, and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, and when you have companies like Merck vacating the area, well, then it's that income. That income, that type of businesses that's going to attract the income. And we just don't have that.
I had breakfast with Mark Salek, who's our economic development manager here. And in Somerset County, you've got John Maddox, who does the same
thing.
And Mark's all into this, and he's doing the right thing. Mark, I think, is doing a wonderful job. But he's all into this hack hunter fit. We're going to bring all of these technology people out here, and they're going to want to live in Hunterdon County. This is good. They're all going to come out here. They're all going to want to live here, and they're going to find there's no place they can afford.
It's boring, right?
Yeah, it is boring.
It's boring.
And Mark used to say, I used to work where you had to drive 4 hours to go to a McDonald's. That's boring.
Yeah.
You know, that was Indiana.
Right.
Here is not so bad. But it is. When we first moved here, Marilyn's son came back from college, and he was climbing the walls. Because to go to a movie, you have to go all the way back.
To Bridgewater,
or Manville.
Or Phillipsburg.
How Manville got it right with a movie is beyond me. I heard the mayor talk at the Somerset thing last month, and it was very interesting. But it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done a couple of things I think that is right. We've done mass transportation into Somerville, so you can get from downtown Flemington to the Somerville Mall and your college on mass transportation a couple of times a day. So that opens up a pipeline back and forth. And we're looking at things like Hack Hunterdon, and we're looking to open a movie theater. And I'm getting off track of why I invited you in. But there's a lot of little focused efforts. I don't think we have the overall concerted effort to make it happen. And we had Steve Califer. I don't want to say his last name.
Califer.
He was at a meetup we had last Thursday, a week ago Thursday, and somebody said to him, weigh in on the downtown Flemington project. And Steve's, it's in the newspaper, and I probably won't quote him directly, but he said something to the extent – face it, downtown Flemington is dead. We just haven't had the rabbi or the priest in to give it last rites. Mm. And if this project doesn't happen,
that's true.
It's going to happen.
Right.
So he was very glum about the situation, and with due course, because I'm on the committee of 8 realtors to help fill the stores in downtown Flemington. Called FCP runs it. Flemington Commerce. I forgot. My apologies. I forgot what FCP stands for. But we're saying people cannot understand Flemington from Raritan, because 31, for the most part, is Raritan Township. Mm-hmm. And they think they're in Flemington, but they're not.
No.
And we've got an ecliptic collection of stores with a lot of vacancies. And now that it looks like the CUST project will go ahead. And by the way, Jack, CUST is supposed to come on the 6th and talk about this. But it is a couple of years out. And what do we do between now and here? And what we're saying to retailers, you should be buying in now if it's going on. And the question is, will it happen? I know I had Phil Greiner, the mayor of Flemington, here about 4 weeks ago. He said, Joe, it will happen. You can't turn it back. But I keep hearing the contra. It's like listening to the Democrats then listening to the Republicans. And I'm not saying one's right, one's wrong, but you get two different stories.
Mm,
and
the
contra has been, oh, it's in court, and it's going to be court for a long time. So I don't know. But if we're talking to a senior or just getting into being a senior, and let's face it, seniors used to retire at 65 and sort of die somewhere in the late 70s. It's not happening anymore. They're retiring in their 70s and going on to their 90s. And if you're looking for something to do, we have a lot of charities that you can get involved with, including helping people do their income tax, helping people with the 100 helpline. But if you really like to go entrepreneurial, we have a lot of opportunity as well. I mean, look at the businesses that have come in. We have an Aldi. I'm not sure why it's where it's at, but we have an Aldi. We have coming up where the Elks used to be, a Chimney Rock Inn.
So it is Chimney Rock Inn. All right, very good.
It'll be their third location.
Yep.
We have, the mayor told me we have an Aldi lookalike going up that will be in Flemington, because I asked him why didn't we get the Aldi into Flemington. The answer is we have too many restrictions on parking spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you want to open a business, you've got to have parking spaces to accommodate the business. And
right.
If you don't have enough, they won't give you the license to open a business.
Right.
So what looks like a turnaround, just drive down 31. There's a lot of construction. There's no new construction on houses other than one here, one there. There's no new project.
Mm.
But there's a lot of construction in business. And if you'd like to join into that, maybe your first stop should be this development center, the Small Business Development Center.
That's what we encourage people to do. We want to talk to them right through the development stage, you know, encourage them to do their homework. People are too quick to say, I can do it.
Right.
And they've never assessed themselves as a good salesperson. Let's put it this way. If you were asking me what are the top three problems that people have when they open a business, you know, not necessarily in this order, but, you know, funding, of course, capitalization. Now the environment has changed so much. Your marketing strategies, you've got to become an e-commerce person. You know, you got to understand that, because no longer can you buy a 2x2 or 2x4 or 4x4 block in the newspaper that goes out to 40,000 homes. So you got to use your money wisely on marketing yourself. And the last thing is probably 99% of the people that walk through our door are lousy salespeople.
Right.
Some of the examples that we talk to people, like if they open up a food place, you know, and we always ask them, okay, if a client came in and they wanted to buy a pot pie,
yep.
Okay, most people would say, okay, thanks, and wrap it up, charge them for the pot pie, and the customer walks away. We try to train people to understand that there's an add-on process. They might come in for a pot pie, but you need something to wash it down.
Yep.
Do you want a condiment that will access the pot pie? You know, you got to learn to add on to the sale. And a lot of people don't understand it. And they don't realize that they can increase their sales 25%
right.
on that just simple discussion with a client.
And you see them all over the place. Dick's Sporting Goods is famous for it. You know, we will give you 20% off of your next purchase if you allow us to send you your receipt via email.
Mm-hmm.
You got their email. You're marketing to them.
Oh, absolutely.
I left one real estate company and went to another because of technology. And the technology is twofold. One, I can sit down with a seller and say, I can tell you for the rate, the range you're going to list your house, what zip code's moving into that range. And I can turn around and I can market back to that zip code, razor sharp rifle aim buyer, not spray and pray, which is what an ad in a newspaper
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
I can also tell who opened it and send them more. And I don't have to pay a nickel for any of this unless I want to, because you can go deeper and do a lot
absolutely.
Of pens
yep.
and whatever.
Yep.
Social media is so powerful. It is just absolutely amazing what we're able to do with social media. And I get so many people don't think they just don't buy into it. And look at who's Mr. Big is not sitting on his commode each morning tweeting us, okay?
Yeah.
Love him or hate him,
absolutely.
He got it.
He got it real quick.
It. Yes.
Absolutely. And you don't have to be an expert.
No.
You just need to know what it's all about. You let the experts, you know, to make money, you got to spend money.
Right.
So you let the experts take care of that stuff. But you just got to be a little bit more savvy than you are now. You've got to understand, you know, how to reach these individuals.
I've got a social media person on retainers. By that, I mean I pay her so much a month or so much more.
Mm-hmm.
So work for dollar retainer. And she comes to me every month and we have a meeting and we talk about what went right, what went wrong, and what we next need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things she's saying is, Joe, it's video. She loves this. We'll do a posting of this on my blog site.
Mm-hmm.
I have a WordPress site. And I'll just give you a little example. I'm a realtor. Okay, I have a technology background, but I didn't know what blogging was till 10 years ago. I blog every day, and she'll say, Joe, they're reading the tax blogs. Read the tax. They're reading the school blogs. This is where you're getting hits. I had a customer walk into me. I was sitting in $1.2 million up in Warren on Sunday. And he says, I know you from your blog. I read it every month. You put a newsletter out. You're the only realtor that puts statistics out there. I felt like a celebrity. You know, every once in a while, you need one of these to pump you up.
Absolutely.
But if you become what we call an SME or subject matter expert on your trade, and then give people information on it, they will come back to you. And just like your person didn't do the upsell, he didn't capture the information so that he could be in touch with them as they went forward.
Yeah, yeah.
I think people have really missed that. You know, unfortunately, I have nothing against newspapers, but when you pick up the Star Ledger, think about how heavy it is today versus what it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's like a fraction.
Yeah.
It's a fraction.
And it's like a flyer.
It's over. I still have an associate of mine that works with me, and we had an older couple, late 70s, early 80s, were complaining they didn't get anybody at their open house because I didn't put the ad in the paper. And I said, the person who's going to buy your house is 35 to 55 years old. They're not reading the newspaper. And I said to my associate, Kyle, 22 years old, I said, when's the last time you read a newspaper? And you know what he said?
Never.
I never read a newspaper in my life.
Yes.
Blew me away.
Absolutely. I don't even think my daughters, and they're in their 30s, I don't think they've read newspapers.
93% of everybody who comes to us have found a house they want. They just want to get inside it. And that's what a realtor helps them do. And it's usually not the one they want, so then we show them others.
Mm-hmm.
They find it online. It's not like the old day where we had books. They don't even come to my site and look. They're on Zillow and whatever, and they're finding it, and they're coming to you.
Right.
So when the whole world has changed and you're trying to do it the same way, this is where the Small Business Development Center comes into play.
And that's my whole purpose.
Through some of the course offerings you have, I'm going to mention optimization. Introduction of Google Analytics. Now, some of these courses are a couple of dollars. I guess that sort of pays for supplies.
Our training courses have a nominal cost. There are some free.
Yeah.
But the training courses, can range from anywhere from $59 to $149.
Creating a video for the web.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me the best way to do a video is just to turn your phone on and start talking to it.
Yes.
And they don't want it to look professional. They don't want it to be hammy. They just want to hear what you
have. They want it genuine, yes.
They'll listen to you for 30, 45 seconds, but if you go 2 minutes,
you're probably going to lose them.
Yep.
So what you may have is a click-through to more information on what you just told them.
Mm-hmm.
If I go into an interesting house, I do this. If I go into a different interesting town, I do this. And when we go to list a house, I tell people, we're not going to sell your house. We're going to sell you what surrounds your house, the shopping, the schools, the highways, the parks. Hunterdon County, especially for bucolic nature, it's neat.
Yep, yep.
It's neat.
Yep.
So if somebody wants to find out about you, I know they can go to RVCC. Is there a phone number? It looks like there is.
Well, there's a lot of contact information I can offer. First, we encourage everybody to go to our website, which is www.sbdcrvcc.com.
Okay.
All right, that's our website. Or if you want to call us, you can call us at 908-526-1200, extension 8516. All right.
And there's also other things, because it's saying here are the questions, the frequently asked questions. What is SBDC? We went through that pretty well. I'm thinking about starting a new small business, but not sure how to begin. How can you help? There's a thing there. All on the site we just mentioned. And I will not only have a replay of this tomorrow, I will have a link that you can click through to it so you don't have to write it down
great.
If you're driving.
That's great.
Do you accept walk-in counseling? How small businesses has been in operation for several years? Can I take advantage? The answer is yes, yes, yes.
We want to take businesses to the next level. Absolutely.
Can you help me register it? Can you help me write my business plan? Every one of these has a yes answer. Mm-hmm. Do you provide small business loans or financing? They don't provide loans, but they can show you where to look for them.
Absolutely. Okay. We work with PLP lenders that make the process easier. The SBA, what they do is they vet certain banks to make sure they can do the underwriting in-house. So it speeds up the process. But we work with the preferred lender partners, so it's a PLP partner.
I'm finding something, because I got into over Christmas. I'm one of those, we've been in together 28 years, and we bought each other everything we need. Okay, so finding each other something for Christmas. So I was looking for I'm into technology. What was hot tech toy? So I get a subscription now on tech stuff. But the tech stuff that's coming through is still in venture capital land somewhere, because they're doing bootstraps on the finances. In other words, give us $200 and we'll give you one, and then you'll have a little piece. What is there's a word for that? I see it on Shark Tank all the time.
It's what what venture capitalists want to do is they want to secure this new technology or new type of business and get in the ground floor, and money is given as seed money.
Right.
Okay, and then the current owner would build the business. Generally, venture capitalists are looking for 25 times return on their money.
Okay.
So when they invest money, they know it's going to be a success, or they ensure that's a success.
Right.
You might be the owner of the business, but you're answering to them because they gave you the money to make your dream come true.
And that's what I see on Shark Tank all the time. How much equity is left? How much can I buy?
Yes.
And
we had a client who was on Shark Tank.
Did
he was the very first one on Shark Tank. It's Mr. Todd's Pies. And he got an offer, but he accepted it on screen, but then saw the terms, and he decided that, no, I'm not going to give up too much equity on this. It's my dream. I'll figure out how to get the money elsewhere.
I have, and this is just a good example of what I see. I have a habit of not taking my phone with me. So I said, there's got to be a gadget to remind you forgot your phone. And there is. It was invented in 2010, and I don't think it's made anymore. But you plug it in your cigarette lighter, and if it can communicate with your phone, it beeps one way. If it's not, it goes, bah, bah, bah. That means you left your phone.
Excellent,
I can't find it. I'm saying, I can't be the only. I'm thinking, am I starting to lose it? Or no, I have a million things on my mind when I'm leaving the house in the morning. But I can't tell you, my phone opens doors. My phone looks things up. It's my tablet. It's a phone.
Isn't that incredible how life has changed in the last 10 years? Yeah.
And I'm with the Rotary in Bridgewater, and we went to one of the Indian restaurants downtown, right near where Verve is there, across from the courthouse. And in the Indian restaurant, I'm always complaining that my son-in-law is like 40. They put the phone down. We're having dinner. Okay. Here's these eight Indian guys all staring into their phone. It has no national border. Okay.
Right.
Where the guys last night on
5 at 5, which is a conservative station, were saying we've got to stop reading the news every 5 minutes. It hasn't changed.
Right.
The problem is still the same.
Right.
We spend too much time refreshing ourselves.
Everybody's digging for dirt.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the world has changed.
Yep.
And for those who can adapt it, I know I was always in technology. I was in IT in New York City. And I remember a guy told me when I got in the business, he said, you'll eventually not make a turn. He says, because guys didn't come from system 1400s to system 360s. And some guys didn't go to system 370s. Some guys didn't go on to client server.
Sure.
Some guys didn't go on to cloud. And that's where they lost it. They became
yes. A lot of attrition through the years. Yep.
And now this is the same. We have so much capability at our hands. We have so much power both in our phones and on our home computers. We can almost run what it took to put a rocket ship up 10 years ago, and we can't figure out a way to make money with. Some of those things you're teaching will put those people in the right mindset.
That's the whole purpose of everything that we do. Put them in the right frame of mind, right direction.
Surround them with success.
And keep coming back if you have questions. Just, you know, we love our long-term clients, people who've been around for years and years, coming back with more ideas and more questions.
Bill, it's been wonderful having you on. Can you believe it? We've got a minute to go.
Oh.
So it's RBCCSBD.
It's SBDC, RBCC.com. Small Business Development Center, Raritan Valley Community College.
And I'll put this up on my site, jpeters.com. You've been talking with Bill Herndon, if I'm saying the last name right. Mm-hmm. I remember Herndon like Virginia.
Yes.
Okay. And he is the manager of this facility. And if you'd like to talk to Bill directly, give him a call. He'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the best number to call him?
908-526-1200, extension 8516.
And that's Bill Herndon. I'm Joe Peters. I'm at 908-238-0118. I'm going to play my 60 seconds all over again, and we'll see you next week. And next week is going to be my monthly report on what's happening in Hunter and Somerset County. So I not only tell you what happened, I tell you why it's happening, which is even more important. Talk to you then. Thanks for tuning in.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
USA Radio News.
Moments ago, Florida Governor Rick Scott just wrapped up a press conference talking about what needs to be done and what Florida will be doing to keep schools safe and your children safe.
Next, we also need to make significant investments in school safety. We've got to invest in metal detectors. We've got to invest in bulletproof glass. We've got to invest in steel doors. We've got to invest in upgraded locks. We've got to do everything we can to make sure that somebody that wants to harm any one of our students can never do it again.
We're also hearing today that Jared Kushner has reportedly had his access to secret material downgraded as a result of a White House review of the security procedures. Citing three people with knowledge of the situation, Politico reported that people with interim security clearances were told last Friday that their status would be reduced to secret. You can always find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care coverage. They're joining MediShare and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So, yeah, this is one of those why-did-I-wait-on-this things, and if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare.